Wayne Simmons joining us at the broadcast here. Always a fan favorite. Wayne, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. What a day, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out with these
awesome
crazy
day.
Fans.
Awesome. Always good.
You've been here a while now, man. These fans love you. It's reciprocal, though. You love them as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always a pleasure to come out and meet our fans. You know, we got great fans. So anytime you can come out and show your appreciation, it's, you know, it's awesome.
You're one of the guys that this city really kind of identifies with your type of play. You do it all. I mean, you're killing penalties and points this season. You score goals. You go into those grimy, dirty areas, take a beating, and you deliver a few beatings. You kind of
try to anyway.
Yeah, well, you've done it a few times, but you kind of personify this city in a lot of ways, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Blue collar town, everyone's hard working here, so you know, I always tell myself if I'm working hard, you know, the people are going to love me. So that's the kind of way I like to approach it.
You're a guy that's got a reputation of being, you know, there's not a lot of fighting in this game anymore, and it's odd because we're 20 games in and there's not a single fight.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Trying
right?
to get one though.
Yeah, but the refs seem to just keep jumping in and denying you. A chance.
They kind of just follow me around. It's annoying, but I get it, I guess. You know, they're trying to, you know, I don't want to say take fighting completely out of the game, but trying to, you know, limit it to where, you know, it's not that big of a factor, but I'm kind of old school, so I like to do it.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the video. I think it was PK Subban talking about you.
Yeah.
Saying, that's the guy. Guys, don't go near that. Don't invite that party.
Yeah.
Because you'll do some damage. That was pretty cool to hear that from a guy like PK.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because I actually fought Pat Jaretti our first year in the league like 11 years ago.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It's surprising to hear him say that, but it's funny at the same time.
Let's talk about your team right now. Tough loss yesterday for you guys, but you really battled back in that hockey game yesterday, down 4 goals against a very good Tampa Bay team. You use that to build on moving forward for you guys?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you don't want to get in a hole that big, but you know, I think it shows a lot of character that we battled back. Unfortunately, we didn't get the victory there, but we battled back, and we got to take the positives from that and, you know, and move forward.
Two Simmons in town now. We got Ben Simmons and we got Wayne Simmons, who's been here a while. Have you gotten a chance to meet Ben?
I haven't met him. I've met his father, but I haven't met him.
Okay. Now, you're a big sports fan in general.
Yep.
You saw what the Eagles did last year when they won that series. You saw the reaction of this insane
special,
city.
Very special.
What would that feel like to be going down Broad Street on those caravans with a cup?
It'd be nice. Obviously, that's the goal here. We actually had a team party. Everyone was there, family-wise. All the boys were at a bar. And within, I think, 10 minutes, we went on the street, and there's 50,000 people easily downtown. Couldn't even move.
That's right.
We had to go from, I think we're on like 14th or 15th, we had to go all the way to like 23rd just to get back out of the city.
Wow.
So it was unbelievable, and you know, that's something that we hope to be doing, you know, as Flyers, to bring the cup to the city.
And that's what you play for. You play for these fans as well. One of the things that you guys going forward, what do you need to do to be more consistent? Yeah, game in and game out and period in, period out.
Yeah, I think for us it's, you know, limiting the mistakes that we make. I think it's pretty easy to say, but you know, it's just the way it is. You know, I think we got to play solid hockey. I think even yesterday, I thought we played a good game. You know, obviously we got to eliminate some of the, you know, the turnovers and stuff like that. But you know, I think we're on the right track. We're pushing forward, and we're going to continue to get better as the season goes along.
Well, Wayne, I know you guys, talking to a lot of the guys today, you guys feel like you're close to really pulling it all together.
Yeah.
And you got the game Wednesday in Buffalo, then Friday here against the Rangers. Last question for you. As a guy who has scored a lot of goals in this league, a lot of power play goals too. I know the stats out there over the last 8 years, how many goals Ovechkin has on the power play. You're right behind him. Well, there's a little bit of a gap there, but nobody really near you.
Well, no one's going to catch Ovechkin.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? Well,
everything he shoots goes in the net, so special.
How come that can't be stopped, by the way? He sits in the same spot every time, and it doesn't matter. He
shoots laser beams.
He
can't read it. I think he's got some pretty good setup men there, too.
Carlson.
Backstrom, Carlson, Kuznetsov, and you know, I think for their power play, it's, you take one thing away and, you know, something else burns you. So, you know, it always comes back to Ovi. And, you know, when he's shooting the puck, it doesn't really matter. It's going to go on the net.
Last question for you. Who's the one goalie that confounds you the most? Anybody, like, kind of get into your head and you're like, geez, this guy.
I don't think anyone gets in my head. If someone gets in my head, I'll probably just try and run him. But
you are old school.
No, I don't know. I'd like to think, or I think I've scored on every goalie I've played against. So
Price, one of those guys that's a little bit daunting.
Yeah, Price is pretty good. He didn't have too good of a year last year. I think he was injured and stuff like that. But you look at him; he's back on top of his game. He's definitely a top 2-3 goalie in this league, and has been for a long time.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, we appreciate you doing this. Enjoy the rest of the carnival. Hang out with these crazy fans, and we'll definitely talk to you up the road. Good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Wayne Simmons joining us here at the Flyers Carnival.